Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant and sunny today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. It's a good day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF killed a Hamas operative in Gaza in the first airstrike in over a week. This comes as the military denies any changes to its engagement rules. Also, a senior White House official criticized Israel for not doing enough to curb settler violence. The Jerusalem Post notes that earlier today, the IDF began lifting a siege in the Palestinian village of Qusra. Also this hour, an Arab-American group is suing Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Caterpillar over claims they enabled Israeli military operations. This news comes via JNS from earlier today. Separately, Israeli Defense Minister Katz has instructed the IDF to prepare for a long-term presence in security zones across Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. This was reported by I-24 News earlier. And finally, a top Israeli security official warns that the West Bank is on the brink of explosion. Reports from Haaretz indicate officers are hesitant to act. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth criticized the ICC for undermining U.S. anti-terror efforts in Latin America, insisting their actions are lawful. Visegrad 24 shared concerns from a German teacher about violence and serious issues in a Rhineland school where a significant number of students are migrants. The teacher describes a challenging environment disrupted by frequent police visits. Allison Josephs, who runs Jew in the City, wrote recently about a member who transformed from hating Jewish traditions to embracing them fully, thanks to their Makom initiative. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's airstrike in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that the strike killed a Hamas operative who was planning attacks on Israeli troops. This is the first airstrike in over a week, signaling a potential shift in military activities. The IDF, however, denies any change in its engagement rules. This development may escalate tensions in the region. Turning to the criticism from the U.S. regarding settler violence. According to the Jerusalem Post, the White House official expressed concerns about Israel's efforts in curbing violence from settlers. The context of this criticism comes as the IDF begins to lift a settler-imposed siege in Qusra. This situation could strain U.S.-Israel relations further. Meanwhile, JNS reports that an Arab-American group has taken legal action against major U.S. companies and the Secretary of State. They allege these entities enabled Israeli military operations that caused harm. This lawsuit highlights ongoing tensions surrounding U.S. military aid to Israel. In earlier reporting from I-24 News, Defense Minister Katz has instructed the IDF to brace for a long-term stay in security zones across Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. This preparation indicates a strategic shift in Israel's regional security policy, likely impacting diplomatic efforts. Finally, Haaretz highlights a warning from a senior Israeli security official about the West Bank. The region is reportedly on the verge of an explosion, with officers reluctant to act amid rising tensions. This situation could lead to increased instability and impact peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Elbit is advancing its defense capabilities by developing high-power laser systems for airborne platforms. The CEO notes this innovation as a new chapter in defense technology. Separately, Globes reveals that bondholders of Simad, a collapsed U.S. summer camps company, expect full recovery of their investments. The asset auction has yielded proceeds above the book value. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses a new real estate model in Tel Aviv. Buyers can enter luxury apartments with just 1 million shekels down, deferring the remaining payment. This model could change the housing market dynamics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.